last practice before you head to the scrimmage, how did things go today?
Thought that the guys practiced well. Had the day off, so they were a little fresher. Mm-hmm. And we kind of did a little different rotation today than what we've done in the first three or four practices in pads. Tried to work guys in different positions, different groups, going against different groups where we weren't always going the same group against the same group, trying to get us ready for not only Friday Night Lights, but going up and working against the Titans.
A little rest for Matt?
Yes. Had rest for about three or four guys today. That, you know, Tony went last week. Tony's the oldest, so he's the first one. You know, he's the first one out of the rotation. We had a couple of other guys that we rested through practice today, and we'll try to work these guys tomorrow night, and then on Monday, and then kind of ease up before we get to the first preseason game, which will, you know, be a great evaluation for our young guys. That first preseason game is a great evaluation for the young players.
But Matt, what was the decision behind giving him a little bit of break?
Number of throws.
Okay.
Pitch count. Through the first five or six days of practice.
But you get a sense that these guys are ready to kind of hit. I mean, you see a lot of guys kind of pulling up, ready to want to tackle, but they can't. But tomorrow night's an opportunity to maybe do that.
It will be. There'll be some live contact tomorrow. The entire session won't be live, but there'll be enough opportunities for the guys to go out and compete. And it's one of the funnest things for our guys, believe it or not. They love to go back to the high school fields and get on their grass and playing in a small arena. They're going to get a chance to do that on Saturday and then come back and do it on Monday up in Dalton. But we're real excited about going to Peachtree Ridge and the community over there and having a fun night. Our sponsors with Kia Motors and all the sponsors that are going to be there, it ought to be a fun night.
Roddy referenced how he led the league in drops last year. What did you notice about, what was it, focus? He says it's making him more motivated.
Well, there's no doubt when you're at the top of a statistic that's not the one that you want to be at the top of, it's going to motivate you. And Roddy is a very proud guy, and he knows what the statistics laid out last year. He's going to be a guy that is going to work at it. And again, there's going to be drops. I'm not trying to defend any of our players, but there's going to be drops. The more targets you have, the more opportunities you're going to have to catch the ball or drop it. But it's good that Roddy has taken a good hard look at what he needs to improve on, and he feels that's an area that he's got to definitely address.
Kerry's been around for a few years now. What are some of the things you still like about him, and what are some of the things he's improved on being here in camp again?
The thing that that Kerry has improved on is his knowledge of playing wide receiver. We feel very comfortable now allowing him to play both X and Z and move in and play in the slot. He has a very good understanding of the route combinations and how we're going to adjust based on how coverages are presented to us. And he's gotten stronger in the 3 years that he's been with us. We anticipate that Kerry's going to have a real strong training camp. Looking forward to really seeing him get a lot of significant playing time in the preseason games.
Coach, who are the other guys who got a little rest today?
Well, the guys that got a little rest, John Abraham got a little rest today. Todd McClure got a little rest today. And those were the three of the over the 30 club that we tried to get rest. Matt is not over 30, but we had him on a pitch count through the first, through the first 5 days.
Coach, can you talk about Michael Palmer, number two behind Tony? Seems like he's having a good camp.
Michael's made some very nice catches. Michael is very athletic. He's had the opportunity to basically be mentored by the greatest tight end in my mind to ever play the game. Michael is getting better in his blocking. I think he's got very good hands. He's understanding how to sit down in zones, and I think when you sit and play behind a guy like Tony Gonzalez, if you have this, if you have a fairly good skill set, you're going to learn a whole lot. Michael is taking advantage of playing behind Tony.